Good morning and welcome to Simcha Imenu and Parshas Ekev. As some of you may know, I lived in Eretz Yisrael for about a year, a half a flight above Rav Yisrael Gans Shlita, a bus ride away from Rav Binyamin Elyashiv Shlita, and a roller coaster ride away from the Kosel. Just take the number 3 bus from Matzah to the Kosel any morning and you'll understand. Once, after I'd already returned to the States, I asked Rav Elyashiv over the phone for a bracha for Parnassah. I still recall exactly what he told me because I wrote it down in my actual phone book next to his phone number. For any young person listening who doesn't know what a phone book is, come see me after class. Anyway, he said, Birkat HaMazon, B'Sidur, B'Kavanah, Kol Milah. Simple and straightforward, nothing complicated, nothing way out. So why do I only remember to look inside for every word? Sometimes. And why does the kavana kind of come and go like the reception of a cell phone on a highway? Kol mila? Baruch Hashem, I understand Hebrew very well, no excuse. But am I focusing on meaning the entire time and concentrating on every word? Not as often as I should, that's for sure. And why am I sharing this with you now, dafka for Parshas Ekev? The first pasuk in the parsha says, V'haya Ekev tishma'un, and it will be because you will listen as ha'mashpatam ha'ela to these laws. Why the unusual word Ekev? Ekev literally means the heel of a foot, right? Yaakov Avinu got his name because he held on to the heel of Esav's foot as they were being born. Says Rashi, Im ha-mitzvos ha-kalos sha'adam dash be'akevav tishma'un. If you'll listen to the lighter mitzvos that a man tramples with his heels, meaning which people don't take as seriously, then Hashem will honor the promise he made with your forefathers and do kindness with you. Ramban tells us that one of the mitzvahs people tend to take lightly are those pertaining to dinei mamonos, halachos that have to do with money. That could include paying workers on time, repaying debts responsibly, not wasting work supplies carelessly. There are many ways people can try to be more careful with halachos of money, and if one is unsure, there are people to ask. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says a beautiful chiddush. He explains the pasuk starting from the first word, v'haya ekev tishma'un. Says the Aruch Chaim, Ein v'haya ela simcha. Whenever the word v'haya is used, it's something happy and good. And he continues, v'hinei adon ha-nevi'im, and now the master of nevi'im, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, ba benom devarav, comes with the pleasantness of his words, la'ir b'musar na'im, to wake up Klal Yisrael with pleasant reproach, ki ein la'adon l'smoach ela k'sheyishmar lasos es kol asher tziva Hashem lasos. Because a person should only be happy when he's keeping everything Hashem commanded us to do. Oz yismach libo, then his heart will be happy, v'yogel kvodo, and his essence will rejoice. Rav Kalman Kron has a shiur all about the busha people will have one day from their averos, which the Or HaChaim also mentions. And in this shiur, Rav Kalman quotes the Vilna Gaon, who said, people really become desensitized to the preciousness of certain mitzvos. Just like Ekev, the heel is not only the lowest part of the person, meaning the closest to the ground. The fact that our heels can bear the weight of the whole body, standing or walking on them, and not collapsing from the burden is a sign that the heel is less sensitive. Thus, Ikvasa de Mashiach refers to a time when Klal Yisrael will become much less sensitive to what's important, just like the Ekev, the heel of the foot, doesn't feel impact or pain as much either. The Aruch Chaim also teaches us that a person needs to learn Torah b'simcha, v'lo b'itzvon, and not with sadness. What does he base this on? Ki divrei Torah asurin le'evel, because a mourner is not allowed to learn Torah. So obviously, Lima Torah brings a person to Simcha. He brings the words of Tehillah, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. The mitzvahs of Hashem are yashristik, straight and glad in the heart. So concludes the Aruch Chaim, V'haya Ekev Tishmon. The Simcha will be because you listen and also because of the great reward for Torah. So to summarize, number one, Ekev, meaning heel, hints to the mitzvahs that some people trample on by not taking them seriously. Number two, Ekev, the lowest situated part of the body, also hints to humble Yidden, who will be zocha to understand the secrets of the Torah. Hashem loves anivas. Number three, vahaya always means happy and good, which the Aruch Chaim explains refers to the tremendous deep happiness inherent in Shmiras HaMitzvos. Regarding what Rav Binyamin Elyashiv advised, I'd like to detour here for a moment to analyze why many of us don't always treasure benching the way it should be treasured. I think it's safe to say that mezonos rolls did not become popular for nothing. Washing seems tedious, benching seems long, and people tend to avoid it. So it's definitely a mitzvah that gets trampled on. Truthfully, I learned that if you're sitting down to a meal, you should wash, even if it's a mezonos roll. But some people will stay away from washing during the week, whatever the case. Well, maybe we can modify that. Can we all try this together? Before you fill up the washing cup, start timing yourself until the moment you're drying your hands and finishing the bracha on Atilat Yadayim. You'll probably be shocked at how little time it takes. Then clock yourself benching properly inside from a bencher. Not crazy slow, at a normal standard pace. How many minutes? Not a lot, right? Great, we're off to a good start. Now guess what? Parshas Ekev, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yod, Va'achalta v'savata uberachta. You heard correctly. The mitzvah's assay to recite Berachas HaMazon is right here in this very same parsha. The Baal HaTurim teaches us that ve'achalta is the exact gematria of the words zehu b'kazayas, which is the minimum amount of bread someone must consume to be required to bench. By the way, in Shema, the words are there as ve'achalta v'savata, and only in benching we have ve'achalta v'savata uberachta, followed by the rest of Pasuk Yod here in Perek Ches. And now I'd like to bring all these different points together. Once upon a time, a little old lady in Chicago called a tzaddik for a bracha, for parnasa. Of course, he gave her a heartfelt bracha. And then, when she pressed further, did the tzaddik ask her to sign up for a 20-mile walkathon? Nope. To donate $10 million to some organization or shareenjoyment.com? Nope. He essentially told her, in less words, of course, you wash for bread a few times a week, you bench, all you have to do is look inside and slow down a bit. I'll remind you of his exact words that I said earlier. Birkat HaMazon, Besidur, Bekavana, Kol Mila. Nope, so why don't I bench exactly the way the tzaddik instructed me? 100% of the time. How can I forget to do it right even one time? What about other mitzvahs that the world takes lightly? Why? What's stopping us? What's blocking us? Let's take concrete steps to upgrade. I'm personally going to take my own suggestion seriously and time myself washing and benching properly. I think that will help me. What else can families do? Maybe put old stained benchers in Seamus and replace them with new, extra nice benchers. That's something I've personally always been careful to do, so at least I can suggest that in good conscience. But here's something I'm currently working on. A dignified person, when it's time to eat, sits down and stays sitting down without jumping up every second to do something. Don't always multitask. That's what I'm working on. Singing the benching is always nice. For Kavana, we can choose one paragraph to focus on or a few lines. Short anecdote here. I hope this person is not listening, but many years ago, I joined a wealthy family for a Shabbos Suda. And guess what? The host was saying every single word slowly and clearly from a bencher. Wow. As a guest, I was duly humbled. You know when you finish benching way ahead of everyone around the table and you don't know what to do with yourself? Yep. It was like that. So what's the deal with me not adapting that kind of exemplary benching permanently on the spot? 1 + 1 = 2. I don't know. We live in a state of cognitive dissonance, I think, to a certain extent. We can all work on upgrading our benching together. It's a win-win-win. Yes, a triple win. Number one, in honor of Ekev Tishma'un, we'll be making sure the mitzvah d'oraisa of benching is no longer seen as something to hurry through. It's not only a ticket to Parnassah, it's derech eretz to Hashem. You know how you feel when someone is literally scrolling through their phone while you're speaking to them? Or even just glancing at the phone every other minute? I'm standing right in front of you. Do you not see that? Let's not treat Hashem that way, chas v'shalom. Number two, keeping mitzvahs properly has a default outcome. It's called simcha shel mitzvah. Just look at the radiant countenance of any genuine tzaddik or tzaddikas. It's in their hearts, but it's visible too. And number three, there are many established keys to parnasa, and Birchas HaMazon is recommended and practiced by our Gedolim. So what are we waiting for? And listen to this precious child for a moment. I believe it was the son or grandson of Rav Aaron Pessin, because that's the person who introduces him.
The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Today we are supposed to hear a very special chiddush from a special individual.
Grumpy bread on Shabbos. If someone forgot to bench after he ate, the halacha is he's allowed to bench up to 72 minutes. So I thought about a chiddush that 72 is the gematria of chesed. Hashem is the king. He loves us a chesed that he lets us to talk with him. So he does us the chesed until chesed minutes.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon.
I mentioned last week that I used to substitute in a boys' school quite a while back. There was this kid I used to see in the hallways almost every day. It seemed like he was sent out of class a lot. So I made a point of saying hello to him whenever I saw him. One day, as we passed each other going opposite directions in the hallway, I smiled like always, and before I could say hello, he picks up a hand and says, "We'll talk later." The kid was like 10 years old. Excuse me? But of course, he wasn't my own student, so I just let it go. But it's a perfect mushel for our topic today. I was thinking to myself, you think I schmooze with you for me? It's for you. Hashem says, I let you talk to me anytime because the connection is good for you. We need the kesher with Hashem. And then when we have the opportunity to wash for bread and bench like a mensch, we're like, oh, we'll talk later. I'd also like to share two other kinds of segulos for being zocha to Yeshuos. Number one, I once organized an event in my home in New Jersey for mothers, a night of tefillah for anyone whose child or children needed any kind of yeshua. I kept it general. I can't even begin to describe to you the hours and hours of painstaking preparation that went into that evening. The copying, cutting with scissors, pasting with glue of specific kapitlach and other special tefillahs into a beautiful booklet, setting up a room full of chairs, making sure I got RSVPs beforehand, and no one showed up. Not a single person. One forgot and one got sick and one this and one that. I've organized events before. This was a first. But guess what? After enough time passed, I picked up one of my beautiful booklets and cried to Hashem. And boy, did I cry. I was crying for my children who needed Yeshuos. But Hashem had set it up that I would have a lot of feeling that night. And it worked. There were definitely Yeshuos following that evening. No question. So the segula is, trust Hashem. Number two, another segula, busha. I walked into a packed store one Erev Yantif and someone said something so shocking, which everyone heard, I felt weak from busha. I left the store immediately and with all the intensity of that shame and pain, I said, Hashem, I'm cashing this in right now. I won't breathe a word of this lashon hara to a soul and please take care of this serious problem with my child. Obviously, I can't share more details, but a few months later, I found out that Hashem had answered my tefillah within 3 weeks of that incident. I don't recommend looking for busha, but if it happens, cash it in. Hashem, I won't answer back. I won't talk about it, but help me, please. Of course, the main segula we're focusing on today is Birchas Hamazon, so let's bring a hischachas to our benching. And besides the inherent simcha and schar in the mitzvah, maybe we'll also be zocha to watch the yeshuas roll in. Once again, my direct email address is twinrivers54@gmail.com and have a wonderful mitzvah-filled and therefore simcha-filled week.